Defined as a deficiency of energy, protein, and other nutrients that can cause adverse effects on the body, shape, size, and composition, the way it functions, and clinical outcomes, malnutrition can refer to under- or overnutrition. But in relation to Malnutrition Awareness Week, in this report, we're focusing on those who are undernourished. Most malnutrition here in the UK is disease-related, although some social and mechanical factors can also have an impact, and it's more prevalent than you might think. Joining me to discuss this is Lucy Marland, a Cardiff-based care home dietitian. To start with, anecdotal evidence suggests a great many of us are unsure as to the role that dietitians play. So could you explain what a dietitian does?
We're the people that will look at that scientific information, such as the nutritional or the biochemistry data, and we'll translate that then for whoever it is that we're working with, so that individual client or a client group. And we'll use that information then to help improve that person's nutritional status or their health, to help treat or manage certain health conditions. And this could be done through providing education or practical advice to help empower that patient to put things in place to manage these. Not only the patient, it could be their carers, it could be parents, it could be relatives, so anyone involved in the care or the treatment that's needed for that individual. We've got different dietitians that work in lots of different areas. I'm a care home dietitian, so I work with older adults. An older adult dietitian may help look at those specific areas of deficits in someone's diet, so help sort of bridge that gap in someone's nutritional intake then.
In this interview, we're looking at disease-related malnutrition. How might we better understand that term?
We're looking at that deficiency in energy, protein, or other nutrients, which may lead to an adverse effect in someone's body. Unplanned changes in body composition or body shape or weight. When it's related to disease, there's a number of conditions that it can be related to and why someone may have a reduction in appetite or cause that unplanned weight loss.
Which groups of people are most at risk?
People that may suffer from a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, also known as COPD. People who may have been diagnosed with cancer. People who may have a progressive neurological disorder such as dementia or motor neuron disease. Or someone who may have had a change in their swallowing ability, so it's going to be affecting their ability to eat. And this is also known as dysphagia. Someone who was maybe admitted to hospital with an acute illness. And we've also got the group which would come under the frailty group. So those older in age, maybe a reduction in mobility, and have also recently been admitted to hospital.
How many people live with disease-related malnutrition?
At the moment, we know in the UK, there's over 3 million people who are at risk of malnutrition. We know 93% of those are living within the community. If we're going to delve deeper into those stats, then we're looking at those who have recently been admitted to care homes, and we're looking at about 35%. So you can see the figures are really high.
What are the consequences of disease-related malnutrition on the person living with it?
The consequences of malnutrition are long and not pleasant for the individual or the people around them. We would be looking at a reduction in muscle mass, which we know can affect someone's mobility or cause them to become sarcopenic. That can decrease their quality of life overall. And when we know someone's mobility reduces, we know that their increased risk of falls. When someone's not getting the nutrients that they need and they pick up an infection, then it's going to take a lot longer for them to recover from that. It can cause their skin to become frailer, picking up things like pressure sores, and that can increase the time it takes to heal from those pressure sores as well. If someone's not picked up early enough, that can lead to those hospital admissions, and that can then lead to longer stays within hospital as well.
How can someone listening to this interview tell if they or a loved one is living with disease-related malnutrition? And what should we do if we are?
There's a lot of signs that you can look out for. First and foremost, if someone's appetite has changed, they used to finish all their meals, they had a really good appetite. So maybe that's changed. Maybe they started losing weight and you can visually see that. Maybe their clothes being a little bit looser on them than normal. Maybe rings don't quite fit as well as they used to. Dentures maybe not fitting as they used to, because we know when we lose weight, our face and our jaw tends to shrink. So there's a few signs that you can notice yourself there. Ways that you can then go on to screen that is weighing someone if you've got scales at home. If you've got a record of a weight maybe 3 to 6 months prior to that, just to compare it against. If you don't have that, the GP might have. Making sure you've got their height as well, because you can work out something called BMI, which is body mass index. Now, you don't have to know how to do that yourself, because there's a really good tool that will help on the BAPEN website, which you can use, and that will screen someone's risk of malnutrition. So it will ask you for their weight currently and that what their weight was previously. So again, it'll work out that weight loss if there has been any as well. If you look at the NHS website and you type in malnutrition, the NHS website is really good because it discusses what we're looking at or what we mean by unintentional weight loss. It talks through then of what to do then if someone has the signs and symptoms. It talks about going to see a GP, what a GP might then do, such as referring on to a dietitian.